Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
When I used to DJ, there's a traffic light that I used to see, and it would get damaged at least once every 2-3 weeks. They'd fix it, and then 3 weeks, it's gone again. This traffic light is on William Nicol, Winnie Madikizela Drive, and the corner of Ballyclare.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah.
So there's like a small island where you branch off. It's a tiny island. And I think people, either when they're driving or speeding, or they're trying to stop, I don't know what happens, but they climb on an island, they mow it down.
Yeah.
Back in the day, traffic lights used to be made out of like steel, right? These days, it looks like some kind of a high-pressure plastic. The reason why they do that is so that if you hit it with the car, you yourself don't injure yourself any further, right? If a metal, like for example, comes through your windscreen, you get impaled, all sorts of things.
But also because the paras used to take them for...
The steel.
Steel, yeah.
So I was getting to that. Generally, there's obviously all sorts of like steel works, and there's also electronic cabling that runs in those things.
Oh, yes.
And that cabling is copper cabling. So if a traffic light doesn't get hit, for example, by a vehicle, then sometimes people just vandalize it. And yesterday, I was actually interesting because I was watching this as it was happening and I thought, oh, well, this is a bit of a thing. But there's an interview that was conducted, it was a Newsroom Africa, right? So Iman Rapeti was speaking to Gauteng government spokesperson Elijah Msanga. And Elijah spoke about traffic lights and what it is that they're facing. Listen to this.
To fix a single set of traffic lights, if the damage is minor, it's anything between 100,000 to 500,000. If it's a complete damage, it's anything between 1.5 million to 1.9 million. And we've been repairing about 39 of those traffic signals across the province. And 10 are still being repaired. But in most of the instances where we've since made the repairs, people are cutting off and setting us back in the process.
Now, I'm not sure if he misspoke, right? Because from what I read, a traffic light will cost around about 900,000 maybe to about, let's say, 1.2, 1.5 million, right? I remember having a discussion with somebody and they said the first smart traffic lights, so the ones with sensors, where, for example, if a vehicle parks on the other side, then you realize, okay, there's a car there, we need to let that car go, and there's no car here, we need to change the signals.
Yeah.
Those were first installed in Durban. The first city in South Africa to ever have traffic lights was Johannesburg City in 1929. And then the year later, then Durban followed. So traffic light technology has existed in the country for a while, right? It is very helpful because you notice whenever traffic lights are faulty, all of a sudden there's gridlock traffic. When it rains, big mess. Now, here's the other thing, right? Because they repair these things so often, now the joints aren't even insulated. So when it starts raining, big mistake, big issues. Whereas if you'd built this properly and you're running the cables on conduit pipes and all those things, rain wouldn't affect them. But this issue of vandalism is very, very, very big. And it's a serious story because it leads to a knock-on effect now of obviously how much money gets spent. Listen to what Elijah Msanga went on to say. This is also from Newsroom Africa.
Well, because the police have reported to us, we meet with them every Monday morning and they report to us what they find when they go to scrap metal dealers. They tell us that there's copper cables that are found there in some of our metals, things that you not normally buy or find anywhere else. Because this is specialized equipment only for traffic signals, but it's found in those places. So we are saying to that industry that we really need to work together. You can't just be buying stolen items. And what is complicating matters even more now is that the material that is needed to fix traffic lights is not available in the country. That's why it will take up to 3 weeks for us while we wait for that material to be delivered.
So the question we have to ask ourselves is, one, these numbers that we're hearing being thrown around, right? Do you believe these to be legitimate numbers or are they inflated? And then secondly, guys, the government certainly has a point if they say we build things and they get vandalized. So if you're seeing traffic lights out of order, whose fault is that?
To some extent, I mean, when it comes to scrap metal, right?
Yeah.
There's been talk of the whole industry being regulated.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure if it has happened yet. But also, there's been talk of if the cops do go to a scrap metal facility and you are finding traffic lights and whatnot, why are you not arresting these people? Arrest the
Well, just because you find a traffic light doesn't necessarily mean that I'm the one that stole it. So, for example,
you might not have stolen it, but you bought. Therefore, you are an accomplice within this crime. If you do not stop buying this thing, it's supply and, basic supply and demand.
But let me explain. So, you see that traffic light I was talking about, Kupeli Clay. That one, it will always be on the floor, bruh. Sometimes causing even another hazard. Now, if I come there and I pick it up, do not take it to a scrapyard. Because I picked it up, but I didn't hit it.
But it's not scrap, though.
Inshallah, Baba, you find the sleepers. It's not losers, weepers.
Yeah. It's not scrap, though. It is still the property of the city of Johannesburg. Yeah.
Then the city here must come pick it up themselves.
To speak to your point, Mpo, well, to avoid for the pole being sold as, I don't know, a scrap metal or copper. Remember there was the ban that was proposed. I think firstly it was proposed by the late Pravin Gordhan. Then we had Minister Ibrahim Patel proposing a ban on exports of scrap metal or copper metal, rather. I don't know where we are with that, but I think government is in the process of doing that because they're realizing the expense or the cost that comes with having to fix these traffic lights. Because at the end of the day, the motorists carry that cost with, you know, smash and grabs because now you're stuck at a traffic light that's not working, or even petty extortion. The people that put themselves there to direct traffic without even being asked to direct traffic because they want to help out. Traffic lights aren't working. And it's often a occurrence, especially along that Protea Glen route. They even stopped putting the traffic light there because they felt, what's the point? They put the traffic light and it's vandalized the following week.
So you and Mpo are saying the same thing, right? But having said that, that's not the only use, for example, of precious metals. It's just that you're talking about people that don't have a smelter, right? Then they'll take it and take it to the scrapyard. If you got your own smelter, you melt that thing, you rework that thing, it's something else now. Copper goes into a lot of things.
But then why are you not cutting off the supply? If no one, if I'm getting a particular item, but I have no way to sell it, because one, if I do sell it somewhere, I run the risk of being arrested, or that person is gonna literally say to you, I mean, I can't touch this because I'm gonna end up being arrested. Then you're cutting off.
But this is
people
what I'm saying.
Needing to go and get this thing.
But this is what I'm saying. You can't do that, right? For example, gold is a controlled metal. But gold gets smuggled every day. Hundreds of millions of billions of dollars, right? And it ends up with legitimate mines. Who will then buy it? If I come to you, for example, I've got a 500 Lisa Giza, right? There's copper in that Giza. I know because I had to replace one once. And then I was like, oh, how much copper can I get? And they're like, yeah, dude, we'll give you 10,000 for the copper alone. Right? That's what happens. Now, what do you do about a situation like that? Because Elijah was saying, yes, they've got security guards. You remember when you were reading the story 2 days ago in Bali about their signage getting vandalized? He says there's security guards there. The security guards got overpowered.
I hear you guys speaking about this, and it's something that Mpo was mentioning a bit earlier on in the newsroom. And the fact that it is that when traffic lights are not working, it's become a very lucrative business, even for the likes of Amapara. Even here, all of a sudden, after load shedding, we saw so many traffic appointsmen on our roads. Just last night, I was in Alexandra, and there used to be, traffic lights. But now you find people rerouting traffic and redirecting traffic and making it work for the community. So it has become a very lucrative business, even for people who are unemployed in our townships.
The only time, for example, that this thing can be alleviated is one, better policing, right? So you have a lot of cameras, and then you know who stole the traffic lights. Because usually people don't steal traffic lights and then they carry it on their back. They'll come with the vehicle. That's the first thing. And then secondly, fix the economy.
I don't think that would work, the first one.
It would work.
There are, no, for the example, I don't know, Wayne Min at some point when he was JMPD spokesperson had mentioned that the number of traffic lights compared to the number of law enforcement
officers.
Or law officers. It's such
but
a
But cameras, you can't have a person sitting there, but have cameras.
But even then, I mean, how many times have you gone to go report a crime and they say, are you doing this for insurance? Okay, will you statement to the case number 9 for insurance?
Let us know what your thoughts are. Traffic lights aren't working. Do you blame the government? Do you blame the vandals?
Well, I was listening to that particular interview yesterday, and then after that I did my research, and I found out that those numbers are correct. So For me, it's not inflated. Those are real numbers to fix those particular robots.
It's because of the likes of Julius Mkhwanazi that hire paras to go vandalize traffic lights. A whole EMPD boss stealing and selling copper. It's because of those people. Arrest the ones at the top. Solve all the problems.
You know, I blame the government. Maybe where I live, Tembisa, we had about maybe 6 sets of traffic lights in the whole of Tembisa that worked. The rest are sebenzi, and it's not a matter of them being vandalized. They're not vandalized. They've been there for like years, maybe about 7 years in sebenzi. Only recently, maybe about 4 weeks ago, I started seeing the section where I live, they started working, and then they don't work anymore. So who do you blame? I blame the government.
These traffic lights, I think they need to change this material that they're using. They can use those cement ones if it's allowed. Another thing, I think there's colluding between these guys that are getting these tenders to put the traffic lights up and the scrapyard people. And finally, as South Africans, especially Africans like black, we have vandalized a lot of things, stadiums that were built, and I think vandalism has just become part of our life, which is terribly wrong.
Spider, I think Chad in the web road 7 feet. On Mabaholi, the way motor, Bashai Sama robot Chayawa. My robot said, Wheeler, I'm a pariaza, as a touching dam, my robotini, and then that's how they get to sell the robots and stuff. About a crack of a new robot, Lavandina. Trust my motor.
Exactly. Namanga's logo. Uti mode kalayo. And then when it's on the floor, then people take advantage.
I'll say both. I'll blame both. Why? Reason why? As a manufacturer, I want to make more money, and I'll make the cheaper one that I know that you will come back and want my maintenance. And as for the government, we'll go for the cheaper one because they want to save. So it's a win-win situation. Yeah. I think I'll bring both.
That's funny.
Good morning, Susie and the team. My take is I used to work at CIT. They used to bomb the ATMs, and then you would have the bank bring the same ATM with the truck standing there already. Like the ATM has been bombed at 4 a.m. in the morning, and then by 8 o'clock it will be replaced. It's because of the insurance that they used to have. So why can't they pay for the lights and insure them so that whenever they are stolen, then the insurance can cover the cost, because the government is unable to cover them.
So let me tell you something. Because of how big the government is, the government does not have insurance. The government self-insures, right? That's why, for example, when Parliament was burnt almost 5 years ago, and we were told that the replacement value of that building was like over 1.8 billion or something like that, we were told that the building was not insured, because you can't necessarily insure a government building. The reason for that is because insurance works on the law of large numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if I was just insured Juliet Joseph alone, that's a horrible business model, because eventually Julia Joseph will claim. So either her premiums need to be so high that she covers her own probability of claims, at which point Julia Joseph will just say, why do I need to pay that? Then I can just save the money myself. However, the more people you include, start having hundreds of thousands, millions, maybe even billions of people, then you spread the risk, and then the business model starts to make sense. Now, that's how insurance works.
Yazini, mina ngiblame government ngoba if beba create imisebenzi for labantwana.
Yes.
Ngabe ngiyacabanga ukuthi ababi nesikhathi sokuthi kumele bayo vandalize ama traffic lights. Two, as long as kusise nama Nigeria, then it won't work ngoba labantwana bavandalize ama traffic lights, bayokalisa laphiya, and then bayazi ukuthi bathola lokhu kuncane. For ukuthi nje babheme. Three, amaphoyisa adla nala ma-Nigeria. If i-government ingabonelela even amasalari wamaphoyisa ukuthi abe ngconywana, I think yonke le nto ingaba ngcono kancane kancane.
Excellent points.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.